38. The bones tell another story. One field of applied anthropology is known as forensic anthropology. It specializes in the identification of human skeletal remains for legal purposes. Clyde C. Snow, forensic anthropologist, usually uses his science to identify victims of disasters and violent crimes. But sometimes Snow is asked to apply his skills to unusual cases. In Montana, just west of the Black Hills of South Dakota, lies the Custer Battlefield. This is the location where the Battle of the Little Bighorn was fought on June 25, 1876. General George Custer and all his men died there, leaving no one to tell the U.S. Cavalry's side of the story. That story could only be pieced together from evidence found at the site. When a brush fire burned off the prairie grass in 1983, previously undiscovered artifacts were uncovered. Among these were bones of Custer's soldiers, including one nearly intact skeleton. Archaeologists from the National Park Service asked Snow to examine these bones. When the skeleton's bones were reassembled, they fit the description of only one of Custer's 267 men. That man was Mitch Boyer, one of Custer's scouts. One telling clue, called from Snow's investigation, came from the skull's teeth. The arched marks on the left incisor and canine were the marks of a pipe smoker, and Boyer was a pipe smoker. The marks came from his habit of clenching the pipe stem between his teeth. Indians who had fought in the battle had said that Boyer's detachment of troops was killed at another location. This location was a long way from where Boyer's bones were found. But forensic anthropology had now established a different scenario. Snow's identification of Boyer meant that a part of U.S. history had to be rewritten.